If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Ugh, I gotta tell you, get your flu shots, kids. Time flu is no joke. And I know what you're thinking, they never get the right strain anyway, so why bother? But if I could be time traveling even a little less than I am now, I would take it. Huh, this is weird. I don't recognize this from my past. Wait, I think I'm in my own future. Or maybe my present? I'm not totally sure if time is continuing to move forward for my body while my consciousness is on a separate journey. It doesn't even matter. All I know is it looks like I'm about to introduce an episode of Masters of Mayhem, a brand new bonus series starring two of Foon's most nefarious villains, Baron Shanglebirth Ragoon and Chef Inquisitor Drip Fang Le Despard. In fact, it's debuting here and on Stitcher Premium at the same time. And that's a paradox. And hey, if you want to hear the rest of this series, plus our other series, and all the other great Stitcher shows, sign up for Stitcher Premium at stitcherpremium.com/magic with the promo code MAGIC. You'll get a free month, and you'll be supporting your tavern pals. So, go to stitcherpremium.com/magic and sign up for a free month trial with the code MAGIC. Magic! All this time stuff is making my head hurt, so Other Craig, you take the wheel.
That's it!
Woo! I'm okay, PV3, just a little time flu, but ran its course. Seem to have fully recovered after spending about a week jumping through the history of our fantastic bonus content. I was only gone a day. Well, that's time travel for you. Guess that means that the me introducing the 5 years of Foon retrospective might still be on his journey. Yeah, I'm sure it'll all work out. By the way, the mysterious man is on Earth. My thoughts exactly, but we'll deal with that later. Now that we've got Bunker Epsilon under control, we need to make a full inventory of all its various rooms and chambers and their unexpected and hilarious quantum effects. PV3, why don't you head down to the Topaz room and see what funky stuff is going on in there? Oh, don't be a baby. I was trapped for eternity in one of those rooms once. You don't see me complaining about it. I have troubling nightmares about it like an adult. Now go. Meanwhile, it's time to kick off our brand new bonus series, Masters of Mayhem, in which, after their ignominious defeat in Hogsface, two of Foon's most nefarious villains, Baron Shanglebirth Ragoon and Chef Inquisitor Drip Fang Le Despard, set out to cause havoc and win the favor of the Dark Lord. That's right, Drip Fang and the Baron are teaming up for some premium content hijinks, and it starts right now. Enjoy!
Hello, from the Bewitched Public House, a weekly podcast from the wretched realm of Foon. I'm your host, Shanglebirth Ragoon. If you haven't heard the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 17 and 10/6 moons ago, I suffered ignominious defeat at the hands of a wizard, a shapeshifter, and a man from another world, who rained down upon me a fiery conflagration. I somehow survived, but awoke to find myself disgraced and exiled from my lands. But with a laptop and somehow getting a Wi-Fi signal, I now send a weekly podcast, or hope I do, from this week, The Jagged Dagger, a tavern in the town of Brinemist, in the land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my doubts, regrets, and personal recriminations about how far I have fallen. Let's see. This is the part where I talk about what happened this week before I really get to the main bulk of the episode, which will be interrogating one of my personal demons. Let's see. I saw a play this week. There were some traveling players. I did not like it. I did not like it at all. And the reason is that I watched this play, and none of the players really looked like me at all. Sorry.
Good, Andre. Andre, over there. Over there. Walk over to the entrance. Stay right there. Stay right there. I'm going to hop off of you, and you just stay near the... Stay near the front door. Oh, God. Why didn't we use the front door? Why don't we jump through the roof of this place? Oh, yes. All right. I'm climbing down you now. Don't fidget. Just stay still. Just keep... I need you to... Okay. Be good.
It's strict fact.
Good. All right. Here's some dead meat that I found. Other than live meat, don't give me that look.
Oh.
Barkeep! Alcohol! Pour all of it into one bowl and then mix it and then pour it in a tiny cup.
Dripfang.
Who speaks my name?
Dripfang.
Who speaks my name?
It is I, Baron Ragoon.
Shagglebirth!
Yes, Dripfang.
Shagglebirth!
You're alive.
You're alive.
I'm alive.
Wait, okay, prove you're not a painting. Or the other... swing! Whoa. Sword draw.
Careful.
If you're a painting, I shall slash thee. But if you are a person, then I won't.
I can only... I know how to do this. Step sideways.
Okay.
Do you see how my eyes do not follow you?
You're a person.
Yes.
I get to put my sword away.
Ooh. Here you go.
Oh, thank you for this alcohol. One second. More of the same again. And if anybody tries to drink any of this that isn't me, kill them.
If you don't specify, they just give you the thinner they use to strip paint holes.
Who's complaining about that?
Okay.
You would not believe the time that I have had since Hog's Face blew up.
I would believe it. Tell me.
Okay, so...
Wait, can I just ask one quick question?
I would love it.
Did you save me?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw that you were in distress.
We were both in distress.
We were both in a lot of distress, and I prioritized my well-being over yours.
No, that's fine.
So to answer your question long ways but then short wise, no, I didn't save you.
Okay. Who saved me?
I don't know. I crawled out of rubble, and I got on a giant, and I ran away to plot my revenge.
Can I tell you what happened to me?
Please.
Woke up.
Thank you. Goop.
I woke up in the woods of Talent. Someone had dropped me off at a small brownie village there.
Okay.
I had no memory at first. I'll be honest, they put me to work and
they
told me I was a brownie.
Okay, well, yeah, they're an industrious lot.
Yeah. But then I came to and my memory returned, but they had no information about who had saved me or what I was doing, and I don't know what happened.
All right. Well, here's what happened with me. Because, honestly, I wasn't listening so much as waiting for my turn to speak.
I got you.
I'm working on it. So, I crawled out of the rubble, and I followed the trail of the three idiots that tried to kill us. The wizard, the little guy who changes things, and the dumbass in the polo shirt.
Be careful how you speak of Carnival Wilson. He's more powerful than we first suspected.
Let me tell you about power, Jack, because I saw it up close and personal. I followed them in the shadows all the way to this school called Jizzle Knob.
I know it.
Didn't name it. don't like the name, but here we are. And I lurked in the shadows, haunting it, collecting items to build a sword. And I did it. I made it. I built a sword. I called it Obsidian Doom, and it was sweet as hell, and it sucked in light, and it was made specifically to kill a wizard. So I jumped Usador and his friends, but he revealed himself in this resplendent power and thought he defeated me. And at the last second, to get away from him, I took the sword, and I stabbed the human, and then I ran away on my giant.
He's dead? He's dead? You killed him? Killed Arnie?
So you're getting excited, and I don't want to disappoint you. I don't know.
Oh, he's not. He's not then.
I ran away. He was with a wizard, so anything could have happened. But I shagged ass. If I had stuck around, then they would have either torn me apart or tried to turn me into a good person or something.
But they're always doing that.
They're always trying to convert, like, I see the good within you. Shut up.
It's like, yeah. I mean,
drink paint thinner. Shut up. Oh, this is stripping my insides.
Yeah.
we're good. We're fine. We're back. Alive.
Have you spoken to anyone?
No.
In the Dark Lord's service?
Well, I had my Book of Sight page with me, and that was my only communication with the Dark Lord, and it's not going well, because every day some would get added to it, which means that I think I'm up a creek, and the creek is made of poop.
Oh, yes, you are indeed up a creek of poop.
What about you? Have you had contact with anyone? High ranking, you run the valley.
Once my memory returned to me, I tried to return to the Shrike Valley, but as I got closer and closer, I traveled incognito, you know.
Incognito mode, sure.
Yeah.
Don't need everybody to know what you're looking at.
To understand what had happened while I was away.
Self-discovery.
Mm-hmm. And as I got closer, I learned that my twins, Jamie and Sammy, have been declared co-barons of the Shrike Valley.
Oh, such conflict. Because your children are succeeding where you had succeeded, and yet you're finding yourself out of a job.
Yes, and then from the whispers and guttural growls of orcs at bars, I learned that I was considered to be dead.
Ooh.
And finally, I began to suspect that the Dark Lord had decided that my usefulness had passed. So, just to be clear, I wrote a secret letter to one of my most trusted comrades in Castle Ragoon, my falconer, D'Angelo Capricious, and I received no response.
No response from D'Angelo?
I have to assume that I am exiled and hated by the Dark Lord.
Oh, no, because usually D'Angelo answers with some sort of message where you only see him from the waist up. He's not wearing a shirt, but he's just cut. He's singing and he's cut.
I mean, yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
He's a great-looking guy. That's never been in dispute, but he's bad at getting back to people.
Yeah, well, I trusted him. He and I grew very close as we trained falcons together. And if he's not responding to me, then he's forgotten me as well.
I'm sorry, do y'all have smoothies, or is it just, you know, the usual cocktails and whatnot?
Do you hear that voice?
I do hear that voice.
That sounds like a very familiar voice.
Yes.
I guess a pina colada soda is not the worst thing in the world.
Oh, it sounds like
a peanut colando? Oh, jeez.
That's Squibbert.
That's, yeah, the classic, her disdain of peanuts and the name colando.
I actually think it's a solid, it's not a great name, but it's fine.
It's fine as far as names go.
Well, well, well. Ah. Maybe I could join in on the conversation that's about myself?
Hey, Squibbert.
Well, good to see. Look at this. It's Old Home Week. All the Dark Lord's favorites back together again.
We should have known better than to whisper.
Are we all favorites? Is that how it is? Where if the Dark Lord's got, you know, the top eight, you know, people or beings in his space that we could rank.
Sure.
You know, we're all in there. We're all, you know, top of five.
Oh, I think the three beings sitting here, that there are, in fact, three of the top five that would be on that particular listicle.
I'm just Rosin the ex-barons, yeah. Barons.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Rosin is barons.
You might know how our favor stands better than we do. What
I might
news
know a whole
there?
Bunch.
Yeah, I bet you do know a whole bunch.
But nobody scooted over that little, you know, bowl of stuff that we can eat for me to sit down and be comfortable here. Thank you.
Sorry, elf rinds, anyone?
Oh, yes, thank you so much.
I just love these little elf rinds.
Is this place tapas? Does it do small plates?
No, they don't do even smoothies. I said it costs you almost $0 or whatever. What's the currency here?
What's the currency
I've been traveling so much.
I just landed. I came in through the roof on a
dead giant.
It costs zero, you know, goblin nuts or whatever.
Is it goblin nuts?
I think
to have a blender. It'll pay itself off in four smoothies.
I've got to convert my goblin nuts to coppers then.
It's 3.5 to 1 right now.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That is insane. I'm just going to steal.
If you get the chomp on your little finger, it makes your finger look all busted up, but then it travels everywhere and you just slide it through.
Or you just tap it right
on? You just tap your little broken finger wherever they accept, you know, chomps.
Okay, well, maybe I'll just do that then.
Yeah.
What's going on with the rest of the... Tell us how the Dark Lord... What's he said about us? How's he do... What's...
He is into communicating in different styles to the point where a lot of us don't really understand if they're veiled metaphors or if they're, you know, poems or whatnot. I'm not in the business of,
riddles and secrets.
Yeah, I'm not in the business of taking his messages and bringing them out to anybody else. It's actually almost the reverse of that. And currently, I am, thank you for asking, on vacation in Minesburg to see the beautiful turtle leaves.
They're supposed to come in real nice this time of year.
The old chortle for turtles. That's the campaign they're going with this year. So, and I guess they're bringing in a lot of comedians.
Sure. So they went with the first draft on that, huh?
I guess so. You know what? I've never been in charge of event management, but I already think I could do it better. Actually,
I'm
gonna
go
ahead
and say tourist work is hard.
It's hard, but if you just think you want to put yourself in the shoes of other people, I'm telling you, for the Minions Ball, have you heard of this?
No.
Spit take? Minions Ball?
Yeah, they're going with the theme this year. Give me one despicable minion. And it's sort of like a kickoff for the Minions. There's parties. They bring in, you know, a celebrity to do a speech.
Spit take. Minions Ball?
You really don't waste that alcohol from your bowl.
Despicable.
You say it as opposed to do it.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to just spit paint thinner on
the
floor.
Always say tell, don't show.
That's what I try to do.
I can't believe we weren't invited to this. That could have been a despicable me there.
Well, it's a contest, and the one minion who can keep them all together wins the prize and gets to be top minion for a year. And it's more, you know, like what your twins are doing. It doesn't mean anything. It's just like, oh, you're the minion. But it's still nice to be recognized by your peers and collaborators.
Banana, we gotta go to this.
They're gonna have a ballpark that is just a park that is a big giant circle of various stone balls, various, you know, nitrogen balls from the stars, and you can kind of walk around in it and take pictures with them.
Rubber balls?
No.
No.
Ball gowns?
No.
No.
It's not all types of balls. It's like, we're not unlimited budget here. I'm just telling you what I've heard from the party planning, which all them elves are just so mad about. They're all mad at each other.
Balls of fire.
Great ones, yeah.
Okay, good. I like that.
Who is getting invited to this?
Everybody. I've got a whole list right here, which I will just show you so that you can read it yourself.
Oh, Melissa Deathridge is going to be there?
Yeah, she's coming to the window, and I think going to climb in that way as a big grand entrance. I think that's planned for 7, right after the crap appetizers.
Oh, man.
The Indigo Kill Yourselves girls? They're going to be there, too?
Oh.
How long till my soul gets it right? This is a list. This is a great
list.
This
is a list.
Hey, if the minions are tight, if the minions are bold, you make it fine if the weather holds.
Scourge.
Fran Garden's going to be there. She's saying insensitive. But thin-sensitive, because it was about being thin-skinned in Foon.
Oh, that's...
Wow.
That goes across a bunch of different lines. Is this Lilith Fair?
Lilith Unfair.
Lilith
you
Unfair.
Didn't read it
sorry,
right.
Sorry, sorry about that. Oh, and so she'll be there. Yes,
yeah.
Lilith Unfair is going
mm-hmm.
to be... Who?
Gruel's going to be there. Breakfast lasts for so long. You know that song?
Even after you're gone, I know you can't see because I cut your eyeballs out of your
head. Hey, it almost sounded like you wanted to sing better, and then you sort of switched into, you know, a worse singing voice. Let your true self shine. If you want to sing a beautiful song, Drip Fang, I say do it.
I'm afraid.
It might settle Andre down.
Well, oh, sorry. You two talk. I've got to stop. He's getting fussy again.
Andre! Andre, stop it! Andre, just...
Good old Shanglebirth. Birth of a man, death of a soul.
Can I get 35 beers for my undead
so
giant?
They haven't specifically said they're out to kill us for our failures,
have they? What do you mean,
they?
Which one?
Hardly anybody's talking about it.
Who's the 20-foot zombie at your front door? 35 beers for him. That's a start, I guess.
I'm worried he's going to get me in trouble here.
What's the use of getting in trouble or getting rewarded if nobody knows who you are, where you are, if you're living or dead? I had said they gave us our itineraries, and your name's just not even on it.
Pints! No, he's not a baby. Put it all in a tanker and then give it to him.
You and I used to be bros, but then you went to this fast bar. I got a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we could make a deal. Maybe together we could get somewhere, but I ain't heard from you in years, feels like.
Well, it's...
Sit here and drink up. Drink up, darling.
I will say, for a while there, I was a stranger to myself.
Oh, now you really know yourself. Now you know all your likes.
Yes.
You're real patient now.
I do know myself.
Yeah,
I am
okay.
A failure. I am a small-time lord that never should have been put in charge of huge armies under the Dark Lord. Meeting those damn podcasters was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Uh-huh.
I could be, you know, just chilling out in Shrike right now, hunting gummy bears, but instead, I'm here at the end of the earth.
Sorry I stepped away for a second. Andre takes a lot of care. And
That's interesting, because we couldn't hear any of the things that you were saying to your zombie horse.
Oh, good.
Thanks for enlightening us about everything that happened in front of our eyes.
I don't have a zombie horse. I have a zombie giant. Zombie horse is 8 feet tops. This one's big.
You ride him like...
That's the whole point. A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Well, just because you ride something doesn't make it a horse. The property by which we'd identify him as equine does not serve as such. He's bipedal, and he's a giant alcoholic.
Maybe this is a good time for us to
get
a little
genuine.
Break.
You're right.
Maybe both of those things. I don't know whether you guys... I should have mentioned it, but I'm actually recording this as a podcast.
What? Spit take?
I knew that because I've been listening, and that's my job.
I'm working on it.
And nobody has once, out of everyone in this bar, but especially you two who know me, neither one of you mentioned the beautiful yellow sun hat I have on my head that I have never worn in my life.
Well, look at that. And on it, it says, I'm a bitch, I'm a mother, I'm a child, I'm a lover,
I'm a sinner, I'm a saint.
I do not feel ashamed.
I feel ashamed.
They fit it all on the brim. That's
pretty crazy. And that is like a tiny, that was the work of a blacksmith who normally works in much larger...
You
characters.
Got a blacksmith to make a yellow
this
hat?
This is ash. This
Whoa.
Is the engraving. The hat was made by two little glow bugs that are together now after years of like, will they be together? Won't they be? They had a podcast at the beginning.
Sure.
And it was like, are they together? And then they were together, but they didn't tell anybody. Oh. Anyways, they make these beautiful hats, and I have one. It's a real treasure.
So they were just kind of moonlighting as hat makers, and then they finally decided to act on the sexual tension that had been there the whole time?
Absolutely. And they were surprised when they found out that everybody else heard it the whole way along.
Well, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. They gave us something to talk about. Yes, a podcast. I'm looking to recapture whatever magic Arnie had that allowed him to win in spite of his obvious incompetencies.
There's nothing to that guy.
Right?
Except a giant magic sword in his chest now.
Ooh.
That's what I did. I stabbed him with a giant magic sword.
Oh, but they call that the Lesnar.
I'm saying there must be some magic to podcasts that we don't understand. And part of it is taking a quick break.
Well, I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. So let's take this break now.
Hi, I'm Rodney. I was a wooden figurehead that came to life here in beautiful Brinemist. Yeah, it's been a weird adjustment, but now I'm here to help you make that same adjustment, or your own personal adjustment that sort of parallels my own. Maybe you're a man who used to be a seagull, or a seagull that used to be a fish, or a mermaid who hates her dad and now walks among the people. I'm here to help you adjust to land life. I've learned all kinds of things. Words. Land. Food. Interdisciplinary. Grief. Squeamish. Numbers like 1, 2, 7, 3, and the most powerful of all, 2 billion. Land tips like drink lots of salt water. Don't anger flowers. And real estate is always a solid investment unless it is volcano adjacent. For just 7 gold pieces, I can give you 1 session of adjusting to land life. That may require more. I don't know. Depends on how many pieces you got. Don't wait. Act now. Let's get Rodney. That one's a work in progress. I'm not settled on that one.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Glug, glug, glug. Oh, this paint thinner is dynamite. You guys should get yourselves some. I can't see.
There is a puddle forming under your ass.
Yeah, how exactly do you drink, if you don't mind my asking, Dripang?
Oh, sure. Oh, what a question. You are always so insensitive. This is the one thing I don't miss, is having to clean up your social snafus.
Oh, it's a vow.
Here's how you say it.
Okay, great.
Tell us about your experience as a drinker.
Well, somebody's been in the HR Dark Lord department.
Oh,
well,
I've been planning to give me one despicable minion, so it's a lot about, you know, sales and joining, getting more people to join the Dark Lord.
Look, all I'm saying, I'm sorry if I offended you there. I'm just saying my understanding of how, you know, what your deal is implies you would be a problem drinker.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, and then here we go with the negative language again.
Okay, I'm 1,000 snakes inside of a skin suit, right? Because that's how I was born, and then I had to downsize, so then I was part ghost eels, but then I invited all my snakes back to work once we separated from the temporary alliance that the Dark Lord, Arnie, and his dumb friends had.
Did they all come back, or had some take another
position? Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing.
I had to make some significant offers to some people vis-a-vis compensation. Cobra. Thank you. Yeah, they're all on. That's the health insurance they're all on. They're all on Cobra. And they could extend that to their offspring until they're 26. And the rate is usury. It's garbage, but it's the best I can do.
Squibbert, how long do snakes live?
You know, it varies wildly, especially considering how many more options they have these days.
I should have just asked you.
No,
that was meant to be a whisper.
Again,
question. That's
a bit of a, yeah, that's, we'll work on it.
I do have one undead snake. So I have 999 snakes and one undead snake because one did get killed. And I raised Belinda, and I raised her from the dead, and now she works inside me again. So now we're back up to a full grand.
She's nice, though, right?
She's great.
So you have 99 snakes, and a bitch ain't one.
Hit me. So problem with drinking for me is that I formed all the snakes into a basic musculature, and then other snakes into a skeletal structure. So there's harder snakes inside, and then looser, more sinewy snakes on the outside. And I just have to get some in the esophageal department in order to get the old good stuff down the gullet. And then they all kind of figure it out from there. And
so it's like playing Taylor phone. They're just tailoring where it goes, and they pass it along to which snakes need, you know.
Exactly. They put it where it needs to go.
And that makes sense why you'd have such a big old bowl, because there's, you know, 99 stomachs to feed.
Right. Yeah, you said it exactly.
Can you imagine if you could go inside the snakes inside your body, then go inside one of those snakes, and then they're made up of snakes, and then they're made up of snakes, and it turns out we're all snakes?
Snakes all the way down?
Whoa.
I would love that.
You just blew my mind.
That would make me way more important than I normally am.
The world would be ever clear, and I think it'd be wonderful.
Dripang,
hmm?
I think this minion ball presents for us an opportunity.
Give me one despicable reason why. I'm just joking. We have so much branding going on right now for Give Me One Despicable Minion, and it's all just like, we're trying to come up with catchphrases for the different areas, and like, what's the, you know, what's our V2... dads that we're doing, you know?
Sure. See, as long as we're all being ever clear, I want to get to the Dark Lord and tell him I am still living with your ghost.
He's only making one appearance, and
Lonely. It's
going to be at 11:15.
And dreaming of the West Coast.
So we'll be doing, like, the speeches, and what we're going to do first is give out a lot of crapitizers, but they will be walking crapitizers, so there you'll have to, you know, find somebody. But
fuck,
the bar will be open.
Wait, so these are beings that will be eating?
The minions will all be eating.
But I'm saying, are the crapitizers walking around? They're walking around to their deaths and will be tearing chunks off of them?
It's meant to be, and this is all part of the plan.
Sure.
they walk out, you know, the waiters with the trays. Ooh, this is a fancy, you know, event, and everybody's dressed up. Masks optional. Some prefer it.
Mask on, fuck it, mask off.
Yes, and you can switch, but
what
you can only
switch.
What about the
mask scourge? Like, if you're already wearing a mask all the time?
You're allowed to choose one status of mask, and then during the mask switch at the midpoint of the evening, you may switch,
okay,
or you may choose not to, but at no other point can you switch, because there's a lot of trickery going on, and we have to have it be that the switch all takes place at one spot to, sure, you know, sort of keep our eye on the fuckery.
Sure, yeah, the monitor the fuckery is the primary concern. And so everybody switch masks, but we're all wearing masks.
Everyone gets to choose mask on or mask off.
Great.
But then there's one other point where they may make a choice to change or keep that status.
This is so infuriating to me, because I was the chef inquisitor, and one of my specialities was crap appetizers.
Well, what they're going to do is when they come out with the silver trays...
Oh, of course.
Then they'll pull the silver top off, and you'll see a big plume of magical pink smoke.
And then the
crapitizers are loose. And the waiter's job at that point is to act like, oh, no, this isn't going how
exactly
we planned it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But
yep,
that's the fun for everyone to try to help. But they're just eating the crapitizers off the floor. And they're hopping around. Honest to God, a lot of them look like little versions of me, but they have mean little faces, so you don't feel bad eating them. You don't think about how they have a family and a soul and dreams and all that. It's like, oh, it's ugly, and it's a little shrimpy boy. Just dip it in some, you know, goobly-doos and eat it.
Horseradish goobly-doos and just pop it on down.
But we think that'll be a good way to get, you know, the energy up before a forced activity where everyone's going to have to go up to the ice fountain and just chip, 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 chip away at it until it's gone.
We have to get to this. I know we aren't in... I know that
you're not
have
on the registration. I will tell you that, and I have been working on the badges. It's not my job, but the crew just gets so overworked, and I just think they could use a little break. So I said, I'll stuff these badges. They're pretty set on no more, you know, helpers, although they do need a couple of carry-around-the-brine-buckets people. Nobody ever wants to do that.
It's the worst job on the list.
No.
It's the entry-level work. It's given to the lowliest of the
And you are not allowed to look at even the employees that are one step above you that are, like, you know, trying to keep the crap appetizers in one place before the big show.
Sure.
And they'll never see any part of the dinner. You can't look at them.
Yeah, obviously, if you're carrying around a brine bucket and you look at anybody, when I was making this food, I would enchant the brine so that if you made eye contact with anybody, that would rise up and strangle you to death.
Huh?
We have to get to this thing.
Where is this happening?
Okay, so it's going to be at Clarice Claire's Moon Palace.
Clarice Claire?
Yes, we secured Clarice Claire's Moon Palace. Now, she will not be there. She will be on her actual moon palace on the moon that she and her family own. But we have a connection with her best friend, and it's a little unclear if it's okay that we're doing this, but, like, come on, it's Clarice Claire's Moon Palace.
It's the dream of every vague organization to have their function at Clarice Claire's Moon Palace.
I mean, I didn't even know that was on the tape.
I mean, do you remember a few years ago
when
Simon Cher's Sun Palace was where everybody was going?
Sure.
And then he had that sort of little snafu where everybody found out that he had been sending out weird mind messages to his employees. And then shortly thereafter...
Big scandal.
Nobody has a problem with Clarice Claire. She's always on point. She has silvery moon hair that's as long as 1,000 worlds. And... It's her house.
Clarice Claire. She is, whether you are evil or good, it is across the board.
Clarice
beloved.
Claire, she's always there.
She's got 1,000 world length hair.
We all know the rhyme.
We all know
the rhyme. We all know the rhyme, but it's...
Her,
you know,
marketing is tight.
I said, get me
sharp
in a room with those marketing people. I'm not even that interested in this stuff, but when I get sort of around it, then I start going, ooh, here's what I'd do. Ooh, here's what I do. But I have hopes and dreams bigger than that.
It's like when Mittens has their final game of the year, and I don't even watch it for the game. I watch it for...
For the atmosphere.
The atmosphere. The
Dripfang, you were so fun.
I'm loosening up, you know? I had a hard road all the way
here. A couple
of
your snakes are loose. Listening up to you.
Hey, back in here. You're on the clock. Andre, no notes. You're doing great.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but she lives on the Foonstie River, correct?
Down on the Foonstie River. Well, that's where the Moon Palace is.
Yes.
So you could potentially jump in the Foonstie River on a tube and just kind of make your way down, and then you'll be coming out right around where the brine slop circle is, and that's where all the brine comes from. So the water starts getting itchy at first, then it gets burny, then it gets sandies.
Sure, it does.
And then when you pull over, finally, you're right by the brine buckets, but you will need a crisp white suit if you do take the role of the brine bucket carriers.
How do we get invited to this?
You're not going
to
get invited. The only way in is back door as the brine bucket carriers.
No, I'm not doing that.
Not an option.
We already have the badges made. We have lunches planned.
I want a badge. I want a lanyard. I want a packet that describes the day's events. I want to see coworkers engaging in conversations that will lead to inappropriate behavior that has to be addressed when we all return to the home office.
I want to have a room of my own. I want to have a little gift bag in it.
You're only going to get that if you're a key Nord speaker.
I want to have a little bag of red potion for my hangover the next morning. I want it all.
Now, that's not what you're going to get as a regular. You have the regular attendee package, Drip Fang. What you're asking for is the Key Nord Speakord package.
Key Nord Speakord.
And we've already booked Vlord the Key Nord Speakord.
Vlord? This thing is banging! It's at Clarice Claire's. They booked Vlord.
So Vlord's going to talk about that moment that we all know about when the ship looked like it was going to crack clean in half, and then he put one booted Viking foot on one side of the crack and one booted Viking foot on the other side and squeezed his thighs and squeezed them and squeezed them till the boat came back together. And then he sort of talks about how you can apply that to like more of a selling the Dark Lord's mentality in your everyday life.
This is absolutely something that we have to see.
I actually don't know that story, but...
You've never heard... I mean, that was a very specific...
You know what? I'll find out about it when I hear the speech.
Damn right.
That, and you know what? I just am so excited for you to be won over by Vlord. Because, you know, you and I are looking at each other like, oh, my God, you're going to hear about, you know, the part where his nipple started leaking. And it looked like everything was going to go to heck.
Yep.
And then the crew pulled together one team, one dream, one scream, one seam, and sewed it all together.
It's an inspirational story of individual achievement inspiring a group to be at its top potential. And it involves nipples bleeding.
All right.
And it's going to be one despicable memory.
Banana.
Drip Fang.
What?
How do we get an invite? I know you're saying we can't, but
yeah, I'm not going to help you.
We're not asking you.
Thank you so much.
How do we do this?
What does the Dark Lord respect above all else?
Power.
Exactly. And how did he get his power?
He seized it?
Exactly. And seizing involves...
I mean, he
we're having seizing salads after the crap appetizers.
Every part of this is my dream.
So he seized it. He also bewitched it.
He teased it and ultimately sneezed it.
He did. Well put.
We all know the rhyme.
We all know the rhyme.
So here's an interesting thing that I've just got a message about.
How'd you get the message?
Well, we are all in a network of frog-ish message delivery.
Right, sorry.
And my little sun hat actually does help me hear and understand more, a greater range. So it is for work, but also it's beautiful and I love it.
Sure.
It's like rain on a summer's day, you know.
On
it's a free
day.
Hat when you're already paid for it. So, Vlord is apparently supposed to have, like, the number one pump-em-up, help everybody out, you know, like hype guy who travels with him all the time. And I think his name was like Chester, he's the bester. And he'd get everybody chanting.
Sure.
Well, it turns out that he has just been sucked into a pudding vortex and they don't know. Ideally, he comes out on the other side. Most people do. But, you know, it's like so inconvenient when
you can't make plans.
You know which vortex you're supposed to go to. And then you get down in that one and it takes you all the way up to the stop that skips like 90 other vortex stops.
Yep. And then you're just fucked out of luck.
Exactly. So the problem is this is coming up, you know, in however many days, conveniently for the plot. And I think that he needs a hype man and nobody's going to step up because it's Vlord. We all know. I mean, you know Vlord. But maybe if there's someone who didn't know, like who wasn't so intimidated by him that could sort of like understand and respect, like he's great, but also pump up the crowd. And we do not have, I can't think of anybody. And I just reached out to Clarice Claire's assistant to the assistant to the assistant, but I'm not going to get a response.
What hypes people up more than achievement? The answer is nothing.
Oh, all right.
This is what we have to do. If we're going to get in...
Like you really speak that lingo. That craprit lingo of the Dark Lord's, Crick off.
Oh, yeah, I buy all the way in. When I joined up with that outfit, I wanted to know everything about it. And I know that one of the things that he respects most is hype, and he respects achievement. So if we're going to do, we have to prove that we're supposed to be there. We have to...
Well, you're not going to get an invite.
Will you just let us do this?
You're engaging in negative speak, and I've had enough paint thinner to know...
Yeah, who's being negative now?
Thank you. You know, I love when you lash out like that. That is always what I tried to get you to do when we partnered up, and I am really starting to see the seeds of the trees that I planted.
You know what? I don't think you need to be angry when you're, you know, condemning somebody's village to burn. It's even creepier if you're calm about it.
It's so disturbing.
Beautiful.
If you're cackling and you're raging and you're barfing all over the place while you're doing it, people expect it. But if you just like sort of chill about it, oh my, people talk about that forever. So what we're going to make them talk about forever is the fucked up things that we do on the way to this party.
Yeah, we can.
A trail of destruction that would turn everyone's attention, even maybe Claire Clarice from the moon.
Oh, could you?
Clarice Claire. I said it backwards because I was looking at the badge.
Oh, that's Claire Clarice is that haunted statue.
Oh,
that
one that cries?
Right, and it's translucent, so you see
cries, it does everything.
Poops, you can cut its hair.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone? Because when I went, I was like really expecting something cool, just a little bit of snot.
It was a little disappointing when I went, too. It was just seemed
Who
like
she, sees her shit? Does anyone ever, or is that just in the brochures?
Well, I mean, when I went, I didn't see her shit, but I saw the shit in her. I was like, oh, I obviously
coming.
Came a day early.
It's coming.
Yeah, and the people who, like, work there are like, oh, you just missed it.
They always say you just missed it. I would love the dirt sheet on the employees there and, like, the maintenance of Clear Clarice. I just want to know.
Yeah,
I want to know how many viewers she gets weekly.
I just want once for them to break kayfabe and tell us exactly what's going on behind those scenes. So we, on our way to this, we find the most evil of the evil. We do the most vile of the vile. Right. And when we are rolling deep in just evil deeds, on big-ass deeds, then we are going to show them that if it bleeds, it leads. I like this rhyming thing.
Yeah,
that's the kind of thing that a hype man does.
They can't turn us away.
They can't turn us away.
All right.
Hey, could I just little like, if you were hyping up Vlord... Because with your knowledge and your newness, I think the two of you could actually maybe get enough clout to be Vlord's. Well, I don't know. But I just want to hear what it would be like if you were hyping up a crowd, you know? They all have the same shirts on.
What do the shirts look like?
They are. Oh, we've designed them. They have pointy spikes that go inconveniently out. And then we're going to seat them all in chairs side by side by side by side. So there'll be a lot of kind of scooting of spikes out of people's eyes. They're a little flexible, but they definitely hurt if you hit them at the wrong angle.
All right, so it's more of like a Road Warriors feel while they're wearing these.
It's a bit of a road, because they're on the road to the Dark Lord, and they're pointing at the sign, and it's big black spikely dingles and very close quarters, and then they all have their long, long lanyards that are just big tongues, and they do lick people that they'd like to speak to kind of help people break out of their shell. So if they sense that you want to talk to someone, the tongue will reach out and lick their tongue of their lanyard.
Okay.
And then they have to make an introduction talk to each other.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And if they don't, the tongues link around each other, and they sort of make out a new friendship between the lanyards that we designed for them.
They're not done.
Oh, and they're not done. They will pull you closer and closer and closer.
Leave her with the check.
And the
then
only
let's
way
hop on
that
Andre.
You can get them to stop linking up those tongues is if you touch your own tongue to the partner's tongue of which they have. And then basically an evil kiss is the only thing that breaks that introduction.
Okay,
and that'll be happening in between the spikes throughout all day, every day of this one evening event.
Great. So that's canon. And what we have to do is make sure that it all happens. And we'll get in there and we'll immediately be like, who's ready for Floyd? Who's on board? I know where the bodies are stored. If you're here, you won't snore.
Come on, Baron, you've got this. You can hype, too.
Just rhyme it.
My spikily bedangled hordes, I stand before you victorious. And also, Fortorius. What?
Could I give you one note?
Is Fortorius going to be there?
Fortorius is making an appearance, allegedly, but we can't put it on the brochure.
Foon's sexiest minotaur, Fortorius?
Now, if I could give you one note, Baron, when you're trying to hype up a crowd and you end each line with a deep sigh and just going down, it doesn't really help them to sort of celebrate. And, you know, maybe keep in mind they all wearing those spike shirts.
My
maybe get them all moving.
Horse.
There you go. A little up.
He's ready.
Yeah.
You got a point for applause with your voice, not your desperation. Then that's one of the seminars.
Then that is what we will do.
Yes.
People will teach seminars based on what we do this day.
One slight wrinkle. Okay. I love this plan. Okay. I am totally about...
I am not any part of this. I've just been shooting the shit with my friends.
You have been so helpful.
Well, thank you.
I am all about this trail of mayhem and misery that we're about to enact on.
How's it going?
I do have a standing obligation, however.
Oh.
You know how I mentioned I was found and saved by the brownies?
Yeah.
So in that same wood, there is, in fact, a brownie monastery.
Oh, I bet they are just working so hard. They're those industrious little brownies.
They are. They really are.
Bless
Inspirational.
They are the cooing monks, and they make this very special, beloved ale. And the brownie who had taken me in promised someone that he could transport some of this Coors Ale.
The Coors Ale.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be so nice because we've been looking for a way to kind of get a little more variety. All we have is the Miller's Lights, and they're just...
They're Miller's.
Yeah. And the lights don't stay lit.
No, they
burn out. They're supposed to be lit the whole time you're drinking it.
You're supposed to see them inside of you once you drink them. They're supposed to burn bioluminescently inside you, and they never do.
Well,
but those little glow bugs who made my hat did.
Well, bless their hearts,
too. Bless their hearts.
I have, in this satchel, 24 wooden brownie-sized barrels of the Coors Ale.
Can I see one?
Yes.
Take a little one out.
That is the cutest. I will not. I would never.
Okay.
I know the value of a Coors.
That is so adorable. Andre, look. No, don't. No. No, don't take it. You're too big. Drink the 65 beers I got for you during the ad break.
You know, Andre's skin is a little dry. Don't you have some kind of grease or something? Or like an oil you could lather him up in?
I have an oil cannon that I keep in a...
Does he like it?
Yeah, he loves it.
This has to be transported very quickly, or there'll be trouble.
Then that's what we'll do.
With a capital T?
Then it rhymes with C, and that stands for Coors.
They're brownies, so, I mean, it'd be a little T.
That's really cute to think about. Thank you for that.
With a lowercase T, it rhymes with B, and that stands...
It rhymes with an uppercase T. They're the same letter.
That stands for booze.
But you know what? Nobody's
going to
comment on that when you're hyping them up.
That's right.
D.
When I blaze into their town ready to sell them what I got.
Doesn't rhyme with J.
He's going through the whole day. Alphabet.
He'll start with this one and then go on to other forms of communication. So we have two jobs. We need to transport that Coors, and we are going to get sued. And also, we need to get to this Minions ball.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Could you please call it Give Me One Despicable Minion?
I'm not really sure I'm going to say the whole title every
Give
time.
Give Me One. And then everybody chants back, Despicable. And then I go, Min One. And then they hold up the ones.
Right.
We're
going
to give them all these giant foam claws, and they'll have to raise them up in the sky and then blast off fireworks all at the same time. And this isn't enclosed, obviously. You know, it's Clarice Claire's Moon Palace, so we have to be careful.
Yep.
But they're kind of like little sparks, and they might get in the eyes of people.
Sure.
It's going to be a little chaotic, but I think that's good for a team.
You should be able to deal with anything that comes along.
It's a free benefit that's set up to be a benefit, but is in fact a large inconvenience.
If there's anything I've learned about business and corporate culture, it's that...
Sorry, it's Dark Lord and evil culture.
I think we said the same thing. If something harmful happens, it's a lesson. And if something happens good, it was planned.
Absolutely. I think you could be a really great hype man for Vlord. And you know what, Baron? Your confidence and your honesty has really impressed me today. And I'm proud of you. And I know that you're going to act like, shove off the compliment. I don't want it, but I hope you treasure it later.
I'm at a really low place. I will take that compliment.
Cheers, Scooch! To the road!
Well, I don't know how y'all are going to get there because it's happening in just one bold night. Which is what we're calling, you know, basically a month. But we can't really commit to dates because a lot of times if you do, the clients kind of expect something. And then you want to, you know, overpromise and underdeliver.
Also, so many people have their own calendars, you know, like a month for a swamp person is different.
I tell you what, those brownies months are about 18 million minutes. I don't know. It's just they're so much more intense over there.
I made my own calendar. It just says fuck off.
We'll make it to the Minion Ball. And on our way, we will use this podcast to prove that we are the sort of villains that belong at the right hand of the Dark Lord.
Mm, then it's going to need a villainous name.
Oh, yes.
Something that describes the two of us. Some sort of tag team of terror. Some dark duo of Doom's Dominion.
I like this alliteration.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We're on the alliteration train. Let's just keep rolling with that.
The villainy, V. Okay, that one's no good. Okay, that one's no good.
Take V off the board.
The Sinister Squad. We will be the maestros of mutilation.
The mischief.
Mischief. Oh, okay. Mischief's too fun.
A little too fun orphan boys feel.
No, we don't want that.
I am orphaned, but yeah. I did it.
Master.
Okay.
So that's got some.
That's
teeth.
In. That's in right yeah. there. Like, that, right. That's got some chomp to it.
Of mischief.
Okay. We'll ditch that. Okay. Masters of
mayhem. That's it.
Masters of mayhem.
Great.
That's what we'll call ourselves.
Yes.
Barkeep, load me up some roadies.
No, wait. This is a podcast. We need to go out on some outro music.
Oh, okay.
I have on this magical copy of the Earthman's laptop, I have something called GarageBand.
Ooh, GarageBand.
There are all sorts of beats and tempos that you can create.
Mm.
This one is called Metronome.
Okay.
And then...
Mm-hmm. This is going to sound mean. That's nothing. That is absolutely nothing.
Well, I've been working months on that.
Okay, well, that is time you will never get back.
All right,
well,
can you do better?
I think I can. Watch as I rise, spirits from the dimension of the ether realm, to sing our praises. Celebrate us, oh spirits.
Rise, spirits from beyond. To honor the Masters of Mayhem.
I gotta say, with enemies like those two, who needs friends, am I right? Well, Masters of Mayhem stars Chris Rathjen as Baron Shanglebirth Ragoon and Kevin Serretta as Drip Fang Leda Spar, featuring Sarah Shockey as Squibbert. Masters of Mayhem is produced by Matt Young and Kimmy Lucas, post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz, special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi, Arnie Niekamp, Kevin Serretta, and Chris Rathjen. This episode was edited by Garrett Schultz. The Masters of Mayhem logo was created by Allard Laban. The Masters of Mayhem theme was created by Andy Poland. Ah, back from your mission, I see. What did you find in the Topaz room? Huh, you look a little under the weather. Better run a scan to see what's up. Temperature nominal. Fragmentation levels within standard operating parameters. Gestating embryo appears healthy. Oh, nothing out of the gestating embryo? PV3, you're pregnant! See you next week, folks.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.